Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, it's sunny across the country, so are you thinking about solar panels or retrofitting? Are there things we can do to our homes that might help without breaking the bank? Well, Brian McIntyre, the programme manager at the SEAI, joins us in studio. Good afternoon to you, Brian.
Hey, Anne, how are you?
It's a good time to think about it, isn't it?
Exactly. It's the best time to think about it.
Do you think people are rejoicing in the warm weather?
Yeah, I think they're rejoicing in the weather, and heating is a distant, distant memory.
Yes, that's true. And we could be right back there in no time.
Exactly.
Talk to me. There's three different kind of categories in terms of the upgrades. The individual one is first.
Yeah. So that's the one that most people will be familiar with. It's like a menu. People can choose if they want to get their attic done or if they want to get their heating done, if they want to get the walls insulated, or you can do packages of several different things at one time. The second one then is for people who maybe if they've bought a new home or they're doing up their existing home and they can get everything done at the one time. So that's the one-stop shop program.
That's the complete home energy upgrade.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And it's just, when you're doing a lot of things together, it can be very overwhelming for people to try and do themselves. So we have a one-stop shop there that kind of holds their hand the whole way through the process. And then the last one then is our warmer home scheme. And that's for people at highest risk of fuel poverty. So that's fully covered by the state. So we'll go out and assess the house and assign a package of works to a contractor who comes out and does it for the homeowner.
Okay.
And that's fully free to the homeowner.
And who is eligible for that, Brian?
There are seven sets of welfare payments that if the homeowner is in receipt of those, if the house is built before 2006... and then they will be eligible for it.
Okay. Well, the questions are coming in thick and fast on my screen here, so we better get to them. Someone says, I've just got my attic insulated and got the grant. I'm now replacing my front door to a composite door. Am I entitled to a grant?
You might be. After getting the attic insulated, it would have got a building energy rating. And with that, there's an advisory report. So on the front page of that, you'll now see the attic will be either good or very good. So colour-coded in green. If the walls are good or very good, then they'd be entitled to a grant. Or also, if the heat loss is on the left-hand side of that, if that's good or very good, then they'd be entitled to a grant for the door.
Okay. So hopefully good news.
Yep.
I want to retrofit insulation to my timber frame home. My preference is for wrapping, but is this possible?
Bad news here is that the NSAI, the National Standards Authority of Ireland, have an external wall insulation program. So they'd certify the insulations. And all of the insulation systems, as far as I know, on their record, are not suitable for timber frame homes. It's to do with the structure and holding the existing weight.
Okay.
I know that some suppliers, ones based abroad, might have solutions for that. It would be good to speak to those directly, but broadly speaking, the vast majority of suppliers don't have certification for externally wrapping a timber frame.
Explain to me the concept of wrapping.
It's basically you're just sticking the insulation to the outside of the house. So you've got panels maybe 4 inches thick. So they'll put a plaster on the outside and then a reinforcing mesh. Then they put the insulation panels and they cover over a couple of coats of like a plaster or render.
Okay.
And then paint it over at the end. So you're adding about 4 or 5 inches onto the outside of the house.
Okay.
But it's the most straightforward. There's no disruption in the inside of the house. And it's probably the best way to insulate because you're fully wrapping it. It's like putting a tea cozy on your house.
Okay. Interesting. And how long would that take?
It depends on the size of the house, but it could be 3-4 weeks on a bigger house to get it done.
Okay. Okay. So it's a significant enough job in itself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a question for the energy saving segment on heat pumps. I have upgraded my house and have an energy rating of A3. I've solar and I'm upgrading any remaining doors and windows this year. It's a timber frame dormer house, and while it was insulated at the best of the provider's ability, it is not guaranteed airtight because of the dormer shape. I use approximately 1,000 litres of oil to heat the house a year. Am I eligible, or I am eligible to get a heat pump, but I've been advised by suppliers not to do it as the heat pump will not be as effective in our house. There are pockets in the house that are not airtight. We got a thermal camera and they're right. There's small pockets here and there. What is a better option than oil for us? It's a chunky enough question, Brian.
Yeah. I mean, the first thing to ask, what is not as effective mean? The house is well insulated. It's got an A3 rating.
Mm.
A heat pump will work really effectively in a house like that. Now, I don't know what not as effective means, 450% versus 400% efficient, that kind of thing. I don't know. I don't see an issue. I would talk to other suppliers. We're getting some data in from England that in really old houses with very little insulation, that heat pumps can perform really efficiently, like talking 300, 350%. There's a perception that it has to be a new built house, really high, has to be completely airtight for a heat pump to be efficient.
Mm.
That's not true. I would shop around and talk to other suppliers. I don't think pockets of in a dormer house where it's not airtight are an issue for a heat pump to perform efficiently in that house, like a high level of efficiency. So I would talk to other people as well and get some, but I don't see an issue there with a well insulated house that has a rating of an A3 with getting a heat pump.
Okay, great. What if you're 1 to 2 years off the 2006 cutoff period for the warmer house scheme? What options are available?
So the cutoff period was based on the building regulations at the time. So anything built from 2007 on would have been built to the 2007 building regulations and considerably reasonably good in terms of insulation and heating systems and that kind of thing. There, part of the new grant announcements back in February and March was an additional, through the individual grant schemes, that people that would be eligible for the warmer home scheme could apply for a grant for attic insulation and cavity wall insulation that would be 100% of the median cost. So whereas you or I could apply for a €2,000 grant for attic insulation, it's €2,500 for people that would be eligible for the warmer home scheme. And that cutoff year is 2011 for that. So that's an option for that homeowner. If they go to individual energy upgrades, the option there of attic and cavity wall insulation at a higher cover cost. So €2,500 and €2,250 for cavity insulation could potentially be an option for that homeowner.
Yeah. Is there a big educational piece to be done around this, Brian? And I know you're doing it, no doubt. But, you know, in terms of the awareness, people knowing that they can get a certain percentage back should they upgrade?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of options. And I think I do still hear a lot of kind of misconceptions on the ground of what people can and can't do and what is and isn't available. So we do try and do these. I think we can always do more.
Yeah.
And it's always good. We do.
Because you're in it, you understand it. Yeah. You know exactly the categories, the schemes, the projects, you know. But for particularly older people,
yeah,
you know, even the language of this could be very confusing.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what we try and do. We try and meet people where they are and talk to them in a way that they'll understand. So we do try and look at different ways of meeting people in community groups and talk to them in language that's accessible and ask about new values and technical stuff. But yeah, we do a lot of that. But we could always do more. It's just about finding the right avenues to meet people that might
be interested.
Of course.
I live in a 2001 timber frame house. And my last B, your assessment, when I got the attic insulation topped up, says that my walls are only fair. And this negates me from the doors and window grant. Why would the walls only be rated as fair when there's no upgrade possible?
So those bands, so it's very poor, poor, fair, good and very good, are just based on how much heat is lost out through them, measuring the kind of in a technical language, the level of heat loss through them. So if it's fair, it means it's more a higher level of heat loss. And that's just down to when it was built. Like I said already, you can't wrap the house in external wall insulation. So your only real option would be to insulate it internally. And that's just a difficult job. So it's purely down to the level of heat loss that is classified as fair.
So what do they do?
They could talk to someone, contractors, about internally insulating to bring it up. It's one of those things where we're starting to see newer types of insulation evolve and solutions appear for situations like this that may not have been available before. So there's lots of research looking at different solutions. It's an area that's evolving a lot. I haven't seen anything yet that would fit this particular house. But insulating the wall internally might be the best way to go about it.
Okay, but the more cases you see, I suppose, the more solutions that will arise.
There's always the people looking for solutions for problems that haven't been solved yet.
Yeah.
And it's always there.
I got a grant last year to get the house insulated. We're looking at getting new windows and doors this year. Can we apply for another grant so soon?
Yeah, no problem at all.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
That's a simple answer. How much does the grant cover for solar panels? We have a 4-bed, semi-detached, south-facing house.
The grant is up to, it's €7,000 per, so it's, you can get a maximum of €1,800 for a grant. And that depends on the size of the installation you put on your house. So typically it's based on like 2 kilowatts, which you have 4 or 5 panels, because that's optimizing how much you get to use within your house. That's where the real savings are. So for every unit of electricity from the panels from the roof, you're saving about 30 cents. For every unit you send back to the grid, you're getting about 18 cents. So the more you use from your panels in your house, it's more of a financial saving. But if you're getting a bigger system to try and get more to sell back to the grid, then the proportion of the grant contributes towards goes down.
Okay.
But €1,800 is the highest you'll get.
Yes. Okay. Well, look, the questions are coming in. We'll revisit another day, Brian, because we're out of time. But that's Brian McIntyre, Programme Manager at the SEAI. Thank you indeed for answering all of those questions this afternoon, Brian.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.